I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As students return to classes, parents and administrators are focusing on school safety. Last year, Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation that provided nearly $70 million to enhance existing security measures. The AJC reports many school districts are using the funds to make improvements to existing technology and add security personnel. According to data from the Department of Education, 70% of high school and middle school students say their schools do have adequate security. Well, authorities say a police officer shot and killed a kidnapping suspect who pulled knives from his pockets during his arrest in Atlanta. Two Brazelton police officers were trying to take 25-year-old Angan Wallace into custody on Saturday. Authorities say one officer tackled Wallace and the other shot the suspect after he pulled out the knives. The arrest happened in the parking lot of a grocery store in Logansville. The GBI is investigating the shooting and will turn its findings over to prosecutors to determine if it was justified. Well, Georgia's coasts saw higher than usual tides last week. GPB's Emily Jones reports it's the first test for improvements to the only road connecting Tybee Island to the mainland.
During average tides, Highway 80 doesn't flood. But when moon cycles, wind, and other factors combine for higher than normal tides, the road often closes. So during recent resurfacing, the Department of Transportation added more layers to the road, making it higher to hopefully prevent flooding. But Tybee Mayor Jason Bilterman says some water still reached the road last week.
So it performed better than it has in the past, but not as good as we were under the understanding it was going to perform.
Bilterman calls this a Band-Aid solution until the whole road can be raised. That work is likely years away. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
A German maker of automotive glass is planning to open a manufacturing facility in Georgia. The AJC reports Helga, a 42-year-old glassmaking giant based in Germany, plans to spend up to $6 million on a plant in Stockbridge. City leaders say the move will create 50 jobs over the next 2 years. Helga CEO Elmar Ziedler says the city is a great location thanks to its proximity to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And a note for small game hunters in Georgia. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources says the squirrel hunting season opens August 15th. Licensed hunters are allowed to kill up to 12 gray or fox squirrels per day during the season. The squirrel hunting season in Georgia runs through February 29th. And in sports, two former NFL players with ties to Georgia were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend in Canton, Ohio. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
Carson Palmer looking for Chad Johnson, but there is Champ Bailey. Boy, he's good. His ninth interception.
Champ Bailey, a native of Folkestone, Georgia, was one of the best defenders in the league before his retirement in 2013. Bailey, who played his college ball at the University of Georgia, had 52 interceptions during his pro career. Former Atlanta Falcons star Tony Gonzalez was also inducted during the more than five-hour ceremony.
Being at Atlanta Falcon games like being at a church. I loved going out there in pregame, getting hyped with you guys. Thank you so much.
Gonzalez finished his career with the second most catches in NFL history, only behind fellow Hall of Famer Jerry Rice. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.